Hello and welcome to the Commander's Quarters. I'm your host, Mitch. Glad to have you here. Here at the Commander's Quarters, we're all about Commander on a budget. Today, we've got an episode of Penny for Your Thoughts. On episodes like these, I'm going to go over some unique and interesting cards that fit a certain category or theme. And then I want to hear your picks for some ones that I might have missed. This show and episodes like this one are possible thanks to viewers like you. If you're looking for an easy way to help support this show, make sure that you like, share, and subscribe. Also, hit that bell notification icon so you don't miss any new episodes. And while you're at it, subscribe and review our podcast as well. You can also go check out our playmats and other merchandise at thecommanderscourters.com. Another easy way to support this show is with our TCG player affiliate links. So whether you're buying a deck or individual cards, you can use this general link right here or one in the description. And the final way that you can support this show is by supporting us directly by becoming a patron. There are many benefits to being a patron, and I truly couldn't do this without all of their support. Hey everyone, Mitch coming in from the Commander's Quarters studio. Welcome to the show. So on today's episode, I'm going to be talking about green cards that break the color pie. And let me tell you, there are a ton of cards in green that break the color pie. I think out of all the colors, green has the most cards that really break what it should be able to do. You know, when I was growing up, you know, you think about green, you think, okay, big green monsters. That's what green's all about. Big creatures. Cool. I'm going to smack people, those creatures, and that's how I'll win. And now you're like in Commander, like, oh yeah, green can do that, green can do that. Of course green can do that. So yeah, green's one of the most powerful colors in Commander because it has so much versatility and can do a lot of things that, honestly, it probably shouldn't be able to do. So let's jump into some cards that are examples. And again, before I mention all this, I'll try to mention this just once, but this is all my opinion on cards that break the color pie. I'm sure that, you know, there are going to be different opinions out there, and that's completely fine. But yeah, these are ones that I think are examples that do things that green shouldn't be really able to do. So the first one is a popular one in Commander, and for good reason. And that's going to be Harmonize. Harmonize is a sorcery that costs two green, says draw three cards. So straight up just drawing cards, you know, three cards for four mana is good. You know, in blue, it's probably not all that good. There's other ways to draw cards that are probably more effective. But, you know, in green doesn't have kind of that just straight up card draw, or, you know, it shouldn't have that just straight up card draw. Generally, when it comes to green and drawing cards, you need some other things. You know, maybe it's drawing cards based off of a creature's power. Maybe it's drawing cards based off the number of creatures you have in play. Green's got other ways to draw cards. But just straight up just drawing cards is not one of them. And yeah, this is definitely a color pie break. If you saw this, you know, if this card was instead, you know, printed in white as a color pie break, it would probably be the most popular white card, you know, today ever played in Commander. Because yeah, drawing three cards in other colors outside of blue is not something that you generally can just do for four mana. So yeah, definitely a color pie break. There's a reason it's popular, you know, in mono green decks and other decks. It probably shouldn't be played in a deck that's got blue. But yeah, it's definitely a card that breaks the color pie and allows certain decks to draw cards in a way that they probably shouldn't be able to. Next up, there's Beast Within. This is another extremely popular card in Commander, and for good reason. It's an instant that costs two and a green. It says destroy target permanent. Its controller creates a 3/3 green beast creature token. So green has plenty of ways to destroy a lot of different types of permanents, but not every single type of permanent, okay? Green can destroy artifacts. It can destroy enchantments. It can even destroy lands. It can kill creatures with fighting, but that requires, again, having creatures on the field, kind of utilizing those creatures to kill creatures. And I believe with Planeswalkers as well. Probably doesn't have any way to destroy Planeswalkers. I could be wrong on that. But yeah, basically, Beast Within says, yeah, just destroy whatever you want. Sure, just swap it out with a 3/3. And that's, yeah, that's in a deal that you're going to make every single day of the week in Commander. A 3/3 is no big deal, pretty much, for the most part. But again, yeah, green, just giving green pretty much a, you know, hey, remove whatever you want on the board. This is just, you know, a one-stop shop to take anything out. This is definitely in my opinion, a white card. Generous Gift was printed recently, or I guess recently-ish, Modern Horizons. But yeah, this is kind of like, hey, it does the exact same thing. I believe you get an elephant instead of a beast. But yeah, this is like, hey, yeah, this is probably what color that this card should have been in, because white can destroy pretty much any permanent. But yeah, green, not so much. So yeah, that's definitely a color pie break and a powerful one. Again, it's an extremely popular card in Commander because it does what green really shouldn't be able to do. So next we got Ichneumon Druid, and I'm sure I pronounced that completely wrong, but let me pull up the Oracle text really quick. It's a 1/1 human druid that costs one green. It says whenever an opponent casts an instant spell other than the first instant spell that player casts each turn, Ichneumon Druid deals 4 damage to that player. This is like a punishing effect that, you know, against your, you know, your storm player, you know, that like, or a spell slinger deck that loves casting a ton of instants, you know, over and over again, you know, maybe a Kaikar deck or something like that. They're going to be taking a lot of damage from this. Again, this is, you know, probably doesn't go, you know, in every single deck, definitely doesn't go in every single deck, but maybe this is something you could pull out, you know, against, you know, a specific friend that likes to play, you know, again, a spell slinger or whatnot deck. But yeah, this definitely is not a green card. This is a punishing kind of effect for casting spells that you typically more so see in red or black, mostly red when it comes to damage. But yeah, dealing 4 damage for casting instance, that is definitely not something that you'd expect to see in green. So that's, again, it's an older card. I think with older cards, again, the kind of color pie was still in flux a little bit. You know, it was kind of still trying to decide kind of where certain things fit. So it's a little bit more kind of forgiving than recent kind of color pie breaks. But it's still kind of funny to see kind of when you look back and you're like, wait, green can do that as well? And yeah, typically not. But yeah, with certain cards, it does. Next up, we've got another oldish card with Avoid Fate. Avoid Fate is an instant that costs a green. It says counter target instant or aura spell that targets a permanent you control. So countering spells is not something that green really is supposed to be able to do. This is a specific counter spell. You know, it says, you know, it has to be an aura or an instant. But yeah, it's basically like, one mana, let's protect whatever I want from, you know, removal or from, you know, them enchanting my my permanent. But yeah, green typically does not have counter spells. It's got ways to, you know, give hexproof. So I guess that's somewhat like it. You know, it stops kind of it stops things from being targeted. There aren't too many things in green, I believe, that kind of give any permanent that you have hexproof or you know, I guess Heroic Intervention kind of gives all your permanents hexproof. But yeah, being able to counter a spell that targets any of your permanents, again, instant, not sorcery, is a good thing. But again, it's kind of specific, so it's probably not going to see a lot of play. But yeah, it's just interesting to see that kind of green gets a counter spell. So Elephant Grass is the next one I want to bring up. And again, this is an old card, so I'm going to bring up the Oracle Text. It's an enchantment for 1. It's got cumulative upkeep of 1. And it says black creatures can't attack you. Non-black creatures can't attack you unless your controller pays 2 for each creature they control is attacking you. So yeah, paying 2 to attack. I mean, what card sounds familiar for that? Yeah, Ghostly Prison. Yeah, this is definitely more so a white card. You know, kind of those Pelefort type cards, you know, that stop your opponents from attacking you. This is definitely a color pie break. Again, in straight up, this is actually, I mean, it's got the cumulative upkeep, so you have to keep paying that in order to keep in play. But when it's in play, it's just strictly better than a Ghostly Prison because black creatures just can't attack you. So yeah, this kind of just, you know, shuts down, you know, maybe potentially, you know, if you've got a mono black player, they can't even attack you at all, or, you know, maybe some of the best creatures on the board can't attack you. And it still has that Ghostly Prison effect that, you know, if you want to attack with anything else, you still got to pay for it. So definitely a color pie break. The cumulative upkeep is kind of a downside to it. But again, if you've got a deck that can, you know, bring it back or whatnot, or, you know, you've got ways to easily pay for it because you're in green and you can keep ramping, it's definitely a way that can protect you in a way that green really shouldn't be able to do, in my opinion. Next up, we've got Mindbender Spores. And again, I keep bringing up old cards, so I'm going to bring back the Oracle Text. It's a 0/1 Fungus Wall, because that's a thing. That costs 2 and a green. It's got Defender and Flying, and says whenever Mindbender Spores blocks a creature, put 4 fungus counters on that creature. The creature gains. This creature doesn't untap during your untap step if it has a fungus counter on it. And at the beginning of your upkeep, remove a fungus counter from this creature. So this is definitely something more so that we see in blue, kind of like, hey, your creature can't untap kind of an effect. It's not really something that we typically see in green. And so, yeah, this is kind of like a, hey, your creature can't untap for 4 turns, which is pretty powerful. Again, this is a 0/1, so it's probably going to die when it blocks. I mean, maybe you've got some ways to protect it or to make it bigger or whatnot. But yeah, this is definitely a blue-ish kind of effect more so where, you know, I guess, you know, putting the word fungus counter on something, you know, that fungus does sound green. But yeah, the actual effect is actually definitely a blue effect preventing untaps. Next up, we've got Natural Selection, yet another old card. So here's the Oracle Text. It's an instant for a green. It says, look at the top 3 cards of target player's library, then put them back in any order. You may have that player shuffle their library. So manipulating the top of libraries is, again, a very blue type of effect. I don't know if green's got any other way to actually manipulate an opponent's top of their library. I could be very wrong on that. I'm sure there's an obvious example that someone's going to bring up in the comments, and please do. But yeah, being able to either target yourself or, you know, opponent with this to kind of set the top of your library, you know, the top 3 cards. This isn't card advantage. It can help with card, you know, temporary card selection, I guess. And it can also have a shuffle library to make sure that, you know, an opponent doesn't draw something good or that you don't draw something. But basically, yeah, this is an effect that you more so see in blue when it comes to top of the library manipulation. So just kind of interesting to see it in green. Next up, we've got Miri's Guile, which is a very powerful card that is, again, library manipulation. It's, again, it can be just for you. It's an enchantment that costs a green. It says during upkeep, you may look at the top 3 cards of your library and put them back in any order. So again, this isn't card advantage. It is more so card selection. If you've got ways to shuffle your library, you can keep kind of knowing what you're going to be drawing and then saying, oh, I don't like any of those. I can, you know, ditch them. I can, you know, make sure I'm setting the right out of the right one out of the 3 cards on the top of my library. It's a very good card. Again, enchantment for just a green. I believe this one's decently expensive. But again, yeah, that is more so kind of being able to set the top of your library. Top mod library manipulation is definitely blue. And the probably most popular out of all of these that definitely sees a decent amount of play, it's a very expensive card in Commander, is Sylvan Library. It's an enchantment for one and a green. It says at the beginning of your draw step, you may draw two additional cards. If you do, choose two of the cards in your hand drawn this turn. For each of those cards, pay four life or put the card on top of your library. It's kind of confusing, but basically you're drawing extra cards. If you want to keep some of the extra cards, you need to pay life, four life for each card that you're keeping, essentially. So basically kind of this, again, is top library manipulation, but it's also kind of like life pay for cards. So it's kind of like a black card as well. It's a kind of like bluish black effect where you're like top library manipulation on top of card advantage for life loss. So yeah, it's an extremely powerful card and for good reason, but yeah, not really something, again, I guess we've seen three, so maybe I'm completely wrong on this and that green is shouldn't be manipulating top of library. But yeah, I think that these are kind of outliers and again, not really what green is about doing. Perhaps the biggest of all these though is going to be a really expensive card and that's going to be Drop of Honey. And this is an enchantment for a green. It says, at the beginning of your upkeep, destroy the creature with the least power. It can't be regenerated. If two or more creatures are tied for least power, you choose one of them. When there are no creatures on the battlefield, sacrifice Drop of Honey. Now, I believe that there's a white card that essentially does the exact same thing, and that is definitely more of a white effect. Drop of Honey is, you know, basically a, you know, creature removal, you know, on an enchantment, repeatable creature removal, which, again, green doesn't do. Green does have, you know, fight effects for the most part. That is how it deals with creatures. It doesn't just have straight up, hey, let's just destroy creatures. Again, in green, this can be extremely powerful because you're going to typically have bigger creatures than other players if they're not playing green. So, yeah, you're going to just keep taking out all the creatures on the field that, you know, one at a time, essentially, that are not your creatures. So, yeah, destroying creatures straight up is not something that green does. So, yeah, this is definitely a color pie break to me. Again, I think you'd more typically see this in white or black. But, yeah, that's all the list I've got for today. Again, there are a lot of kind of, you know, color pie breaks that you see that you probably played against in Commander, you know, with some of these cards. And there's also some just really old cards that are pretty funny to look at and kind of see different ways that green has kind of broken things over the years. Again, in my opinion, I think green is probably the color that breaks the color pie the most. But yeah, let me know in the comments what you think. Do you think green breaks the color pie more than the other colors? What are some other examples of cards that break the color pie? Are there any that I mentioned that you don't think break the color pie, actually? I'd love to hear your thoughts. So yeah, let me know in the comments below. And as always, thanks again and have a good one. And make sure you're following us on social media for more updates and sneak peeks on future episodes. Again, a huge thank you to my patrons who helped make this show possible. I truly couldn't do any of this without your support. If you want to support this channel directly, consider becoming a patron. There are many benefits to being a patron, including being able to vote on future Commanders for deck techs. There are even tiers where you get your own personalized deck tech dedicated to you. You can check out all the Patreon tiers and rewards at patreon.com/commandersquarters. If you haven't already, make sure that you like and subscribe to the channel. Here at the Commander's Quarters, we're all about budget Commander. So while you're at it, go ahead and check out some of our other types of episodes. And with that, I'm out of here. Thanks again, and have a good one.